Welcome to the first meeting of the new year. We will do roll call. Sorry, hold on. Oh, my screen is doing something really weird. Okay, there. You want to start in the room?
Aaron Retz from the Port of Newport.
Sherry Marinell, city staff.
Derek Tokos, city staff.
Gary Ripka, fisherman.
Anastasia Guevara, Newport.
Robert Eamon, city council representative.
Bill Brannigan, planning commission. And I got to sign off at about 6:45.
Janelle Goffman, Bayfront business owner.
Donald Valentine, city staff.
I think that's everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, so has everyone had a chance to read the minutes from the last meeting and review them?
I reviewed what Sherry put out. The brief looked fine. I did not review the entire video recording, but since it was a video recording, it has to be pretty accurate. So I would recommend we go ahead and approve the minutes.
I second.
Do we get a second?
Okay.
I second.
All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, minutes have been passed or approved. We'll move to the first item, the draft of Parking Advisory Committee. Oh, wait. No. Status of the courtesy electronic permit rollout.
Yeah, thank you. Derek Tokos, Community Development. And frankly, we do not have an extensive agenda here, so I don't expect we'll be going super late here this evening. On the electronic permit rollout, I trust you've all had a chance to obtain an electronic permit, a courtesy permit. You have the ability to do that. If you're a commercial fishing person, Gary, you got a separate email with the rest of the commercial fishing folks?
No, I've been really busy with this crab season. Yeah. You know, I was elected president this year of the association and taking just a tremendous amount of my time.
Okay. When you have
I was going to ask you how many people have actually signed up. I started the process of doing it, and then I was like, I'll do it later. I don't have enough time.
I just checked the latest numbers right before this meeting. We have 155 permits, but only 5 of those are commercial fishing at this point. So we've had just a few of the commercial fishing owners or operators reach out to Sherry to indicate whether or not they just wanted, an individual permit or if they wanted to go the fleet route. And so that's something you want to take a look at, Gary. And one of the things I'd offered up to Aaron is if it would be helpful to do a commercial fishing users group meeting, if they want something like that, I'm happy to attend it, kind of walk them through what they need to do. I know they're pretty busy right now.
Yeah, and I think, things are going to slow down here. Right now, we had a split opener this year in Newport. And with the split opener, things have been kind of, guys are, half the fleet here has been really busy, later on. I think hereafter, first of February, a couple weeks into February, we're going to see a massive, slowdown here, kind of a in-between time. And I think it'd be a really good idea if we had there's a lot of confusion. People are still confused between the city and the port. I've heard that quite a bit lately. I've had people call me and I said, no, that's the city. Anyway, I think we need to have another user group meeting and get some things clarified and maybe get more of people more engaged again, more urgency, and maybe, a little more urgency to it. You understand what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah.
I think that would be a really good idea.
I wonder if we may consider, I don't know if it's something, but just to put in our, as an idea, since it's a slow rollout kind of, where it's just, you know, the weekends to start, maybe oh, what's your name? Oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize. Donald, was that Donald? I can't see who's on the call.
Our parking enforcement? Yeah, Donald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's something to where at the start of it, he can like put a flyer on each car that says, hey, have you gotten your permit? You know, this is going to be starting eventually. Like maybe we need some kind of a flyer put on the fishing vehicles.
I think that would be a good idea. I think we need to get awareness back up. And I think there's some confusion here with everybody. That's why I think a user group meeting would be good again, just to refresh us. You know, we went through this in the fall. Then, people get busy, crab season, all kind of gets put on the back burner. And then all of a sudden it's going to be here. And everybody's kind of like, what's going on? When we've already, you know what I'm saying?
Derek, I think it might be worth it for you and I to do another meeting like we did for Bornstein 2 months ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Set up with Gary. Let's just do something after, like Gary said, after things start slowing down for the fleet. Why don't we just look at doing another mass meeting with everybody? Especially because it's right now, it's just on the weekends. So it's not a huge deal that we don't have a lot of the buy-in yet, but we can at least work, you know, try and accommodate them.
Additionally, just a thought, I know I have a lot of fishermen in our family and also just friends, but a lot of the wives are the ones that actually do a lot of the paperwork kind of stuff. So maybe getting fishermen wives involved with, you know, filling out the paperwork or taking care of things like that, maybe doing a partnership with them, even if we had a day where they could enroll people, like we do a joint effort, fishermen's wives and the city get together and just enroll people.
Okay.
I think anything we can do right now to get awareness back up is really important.
But it sounds, Gary, like you think the best time to do that would be at the end of the month, not before then, because they're still wrapping up, grabbing.
Yeah, the guys are still pushing hard on this northern opener. My boat, one of my boats just left here about a couple hours ago. You know, we're pushing hard. I mean, guys aren't. Like I say, we need a little decompress from the opening, you know, where then guys start thinking about other things besides trying to catch a crab right now. They start thinking about parking their truck, you know. Right now they're really laser focused on what they're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any plans to do any kind of booth at Seafood and Wine about seafood and wine about awareness about the meters? Because I don't know if that's an option or if we want to get volunteers or something, but that would be a big awareness campaign to let people know that meters are coming to the bait run, especially all those people who come in, you know, seasonally.
I think that's a great idea at the booth, you know, Newport. Doesn't Newport have a booth at Seafood and Wine, the city, or do we?
I don't know that the city has a booth. I don't recall the city having a booth. I mean, typically a number of us have volunteered in other ones. I've poured a ton of beer, for example, but I don't know that there's been a city booth.
How about Chamber of Commerce?
We have reached out to them. We can do, and I can reach out again, see if we can get it on a luncheon and push a little more on that front.
And even at the Seafood and Wine Festival, at the Chamber of Commerce booth, we could hand out a flyer or have some kind of a, you know, maybe one of the business cards that say, hey, here's a parking code for when the parking meters go in. You get your, you know, parking free meter code for one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Hey, Aaron?
That's a good idea, actually.
Aaron, when do we have our next user group meeting planned?
Well, that's what I was telling Derek. They They're not scheduled, but it's at the direction of the commission. So if there's an issue that the commission wants to have addressed, they direct the, you know, have a meeting of the group and then you stand it up. But we don't have any standing schedule for it because it gets to the point where we're not really doing anything. We're just, you know, and we want to make sure they're valuable for folks. One of the things that I was just, it's like you said, I deal with this on a daily basis for not just with parking, but with just everything. People don't understand the difference between the port and the city, and they don't understand that the port is a special district with, and the city is a municipal, you know, they just don't get it. Maybe one of the things that we could do to try to, I think the location of the meeting matters. So we have the even having a user group meeting about parking, it kind of solidifies the notion somewhere in people's minds that this is a port thing. That getting the parking passes, and there are port parking passes, and there are port assets there. But I think the bulk of the issue is about getting the city passes and rolls so they can park on the street. And so one of the, I don't know, I'm just thinking, there were several things that was just running through my head. One of them is have a user group meeting at City Hall at a time that's convenient for the city. Another one would be use the user group channels to push information out, but don't have a user group, actual port user group meeting, but get those people assembled in City Hall to, again, solidify the notion that you gotta get your parking passes through the city if you want to park on a street. Or we just do what we've been doing and have a user group meeting at the port like we did before and try to direct people appropriately in which direction they want to go and explain it. But I don't know. I don't know. Those are just like several ideas that were going through my head.
Well, I kind of like the idea of having and I don't know if it's possible, Derek, he set it up. I kind of like the idea of having the user group at City Hall or you know, in this meeting room.
Sure.
Meeting.
We can make that.
I think.
Yeah, we can make that work. Just hold it in. And
that, I mean, it's not going to alleviate all of it, but it right now, and Aaron, we got a problem with clarity on what's what right now. Would you agree with that, Aaron?
That's like I said, I knew this was going to be a big central piece, and because I deal with it all the time. I mean, we talk to fishermen all the time that don't understand that they're paying their bill to the port of Newport and not to the city of Newport, and like they just, and that's in a very direct fashion. Like people don't understand the difference between the government there and the policies and the ordinance and stuff, and anything you can possibly do to not just tell them, but show them through where they're at and their settings that, like, this, you know, when you're talking about getting city passes, I don't know. Because you could choose not to get a city pass, in which case you need to understand you got to park on port property or one of the port lots. It's just like being clear between people just don't get it. And that's really common.
Yeah.
So,
do you think people will actually go to that meeting, Gary, or is it more effective to like create some kind of a video message campaign or something, or both? But do you think people will actually show up? Because we got a lot of people saying that they would come to that last parking meeting, and people were up in arms, and then nobody came, like four people.
Well, I think what you got to do is frame this. We have a user group committee. Okay, you know. Quite a few of us. It's a pretty big group. And I think we basically would have a user group meeting, and correct me, Aaron, on this if I'm off base here, but we could have a user group meeting to just deal with the city parking. Does that make sense? You know, and we have our group together, which is a pretty good group, that would be well-informed. And they're pretty, the people in the group are pretty, they're a big part of the port, you know? And I just think it would help.
I think the group of people is great. I think one of the confusing notions there, though, is that we're having a port meeting to talk about a city policy. I get it's real clear to me. It's easy for me to understand. But if I'm casually interested in what's going on the Bayfront, or I'm more concerned about what's staring me right in the face, you know, the biggest issue that I've got right now is not parking, unless it becomes my biggest issue, and at that time I'll figure it out. But if I'm not that, you know, I might be a little bit confused getting the notification about a port user group meeting to go talk about a city parking.
That's more confusing.
But the group of people is the group of people that you want to talk to. They're definitely the group.
That's what I'm saying. We have a user group meeting at the city facilities. I mean, I don't know if that can be done, but to me, that would, and we explain it. It's, you know, and we have Valentine come and stuff, and we kind of go over this.
And you could word it as the city's having a meeting, and we invite all the user group to go to their meeting.
I think you call user group meeting, not an invitation. We call user group meeting. Then the people show up. It's different than an invitation.
Yeah, because Gary's right. It gets them to come out. An invitation is, again, like, if it's not staring at them in the face is a big problem, right? It's a moment they got bigger fish to fry. And so that's what they're doing.
Well, let's just hold the meeting here. We can make the arrangements in that regard.
Yeah.
You'll need to coordinate with the group.
Yeah.
But we can make city all available for that.
I think that'd be good. I think that would be, and then sort of like, well, I don't know. The Jill was talking about the enrolling of people. I'd imagine, though, that they have to do that themselves. Like, there's no assisting people through that, right? I mean, they got to use their own device and they got to enroll themselves in, right?
Correct. They need to do that. Now, we've had one individual come in, and we helped them, you know, in person, kind of watch.
But they don't necessarily need their own device. I mean, they just need to know their license plate. They need to know their information.
Right. I don't think it's a tech issue. I mean. We sent that blast out to the business owners on the Bayfront, and we got 150 of them already.
Yeah, but it's not, you're right. It's probably not, it's not difficult.
Yeah.
You have to break the barrier, though, in people's minds. Like,
right.
People will have a barrier. They're like, it sounds like cell phone garbage. I don't want it. And then they take.
Like, I got a question, Derek. If I was to set up, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Aaron.
Oh, that's right.
If I was to set up my parking thing right now, I got a brand new truck that have license plates on it. So how would I do that?
You don't have a temporary
plate. You don't have a temporary plate? Or temporary thing that you stick to the back?
So like the back of the truck. I think I got paperwork in my truck, but I don't think I have a temporary thing.
Usually they give you one of those things, the stick on the...
Yeah.
Temporary tags are a weird area, because just because you have one doesn't mean it's actually tied to you. It's weird how temporary tags work. I wouldn't worry about it too much with temporary tags and whatnot. LPRs don't pick them up anymore.
How can I sign up for a parking permit if I don't have a license plate?
So as soon as your license plate gets in, you can get one.
Okay. That's what I have. So I'd have to hold off.
Yeah. Because the LPRs don't pick up temporary tags anyway.
Oh, they won't. Okay.
Yeah, no. The LPRs don't pick them up.
When I picked up the truck the other day at Power, they just handed me all this paperwork. There was no sticker on the back, you know, put on the back window or anything. They just handed my paperwork. This is your temporary registration and plate right now. Keep it to the truck.
Right. Yeah. I would just say when it comes to temporary tags, because obviously people get new vehicles all the time, it's not an issue to worry about.
Okay. Well, I was kind of curious about that.
If you wanted to, during your meeting, tell everybody in advance, hey, take a picture of your license plate before you come into the meeting, then they'll have their license plate number. That's the one thing that people just don't normally know. They usually know the rest of the information, and you could have someone there enrolling people.
Right. Could.
Yeah, Gary,
I do think we should have a user group meeting, have it in City Hall. So when we had the last user group meeting, Derek, we were going over stuff and discussing possible changes or input.
Right. Yep.
We weren't. Now we have a product, an end product to you know, display to walk through, to talk people through. We weren't that last meeting was not, we didn't have an end product. We were still in a change mode.
Right. No, I agree. And plus, you know, that's one with the commercial fishing folks, that's an invite only. So you guys have to reach out to Sherry so she can send an invitation to you. So that's the other aspect of it.
So I think Gary's right. If we make the theme of this meeting assistance with parking enrollment or whatever, and if we can put some screenshots up or anything we can possibly, because you know people learn multiple different ways, so you'd want to provide them with something they can refer to later when they go home, show them on the screen, and even possibly have someone there who could walk them through it. And you're hitting kind of a lot of different avenues, and probably people.
I'll volunteer.
People will pick it up, I think. I think that's the biggest thing, is you have to break the barrier in people's minds that they have, right, that it's some kind of complex. And I'm familiar with the concept because I deal with it myself. I procrastinate because I don't want to deal with it.
So, Gary, if you had to pick a time frame for when this meeting should happen, when would you suggest?
First part of next month. What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah,
I was thinking
the second week of February, whatever.
I think the longer away from this opening we have right now.
Yeah.
Better. You know, but yeah, I don't want to put, you don't want to go too far out here, but yeah.
They're worried about more immediate things. And I think that's why you're not getting, you know, of course, if you were to start citing people for it, you're going to get a lot of, but then you're going to get a much more, they'll be more stressed out about it too. And so
that's not the point.
No.
We're doing this soft rollout for a reason. And that's to help people understand, you know, what the changes are and begin to engage with it so that they're in a position where they can be effectively engaged when they actually have to pay money for the stuff.
Right. I mean, you start citing people, you have hostile encounters, not educational ones.
But that's what I'm saying is that's about the only way you could redirect their attention from what they're doing right now, because they're that focused on what they got going on. That it's just not something like this. This kind of change isn't going to register to them until it's staring them in the face. Probably, that's what I figure.
But I do think having the user group where you got, what do we got, 10, 15, 10 people in that thing, you know, and then inviting people to the user group, say, hey, you know, I've got a user group meeting, City Hall over the parking, you know, rolling out the parking permits. Be a good idea if you're there, you can learn a lot. You know what I mean? Just word of mouth. Tell her, and then, you know, put it out, and then
help you sign up.
Our regular group there too that will be somewhat informed. They'll be informed after that meeting, and as I know, where fishermen are, they talk to each other. They start, you know, BSing each other, and that gets more information out, more, you know, through the fleet. Like I said, our last user group was. More of, well, we don't like the idea, but, you know, explaining the whole thing, but then making changes to it. And everybody was, you know, now we actually have a product that you can display, you know, show the user group.
Okay, so what I have is, we'll try to land a commercial fishing user group meeting within the first 2 weeks of February here at City Hall. To work on this issue with that group. We can reach out to the Chamber of Commerce, see if we can get something. I think it is a really good idea about a free parking, you know, block with a coupon code that we can provide the Chamber for that, you know, support to distribute to folks. Maybe that's the way to do it, along with the information so they're getting something other than just parking info. I'll talk to our city manager about the coupon code piece just to make sure he's on board, since that's how we set the code up. He's the one who makes a call on that. Then I have Donald. One thing we can do is, I know that you and the chief are planning to, you know, to do warnings for a period of time. It might be something where we can just come up with a boilerplate handout, you know, a little that you could just put on the windshield when you run into some of those that don't have e-permits, that, you know, that advises them, hey, we've implemented a parking permit system. You know, you can take advantage of this courtesy permit for a period of time. This is what you need to do. You know, it'd give you a consistent resource to hand to people, because you're going to be one of those, you know, the key pieces out there informing people too during that kind of break-in period.
Right. Yeah, something we could talk about after this.
Sure. And then we can certainly re-ping everybody, you know, with the same information. We can send the emails back out to the businesses down there on the bayfront, and we can re-ping the commercial fishing folks. Just, hey, you know, just a reminder, so we can kind of build that in. And so it's not like this was the one time we reached out. Well, we can continue to do that. Any other thoughts?
I'm concerned about flyers with the wind and rain. Something to think about.
Okay.
You know, it can fly away and get wet. They have a special paper that is a little water resistant, but it's more expensive. If you would go with flyers.
Now, we've been in communication with the fish processing plants, so we're keeping them informed and fielding questions, and their folks, you know, they've got point people who are getting that information out to others in their organizations. I've reached out to Laura at Local Ocean. I've reached out to and actually met with the McEntees, trying to hit the larger employers on the bayfront. Janelle, I trust you've got it handled on your end, so I didn't reach out on that front. But if you do need anything from us, let me know.
Okay. I didn't hear one thing from our employees, so that's a good sign, I think.
You know, Jim Klein for Rogue has been engaged and plugged in on this, so he's kind of their point person for filling their folks in. I think one of the decisions everybody's got to make is, do you want to participate in the fleet option or not? And that's the one decision folks need to make. And, you know, everybody's got a different approach with that. Okay. And I do have Fisherman's Wives as another option. Maybe that's something we can do as kind of a follow-up after the commercial fishing user group meeting. But I think that was a great idea too. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, if they're boats and a lot of their husbands or their teams,
yeah,
you know, are out fishing, they can handle it at home and they can fill out the paperwork potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it would be a good idea to bring fish, maybe even have them by the user group meeting too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what kind of what I figured was we would try, you know, talk with those people affiliated with that group and let them know, hey, can you reach out to people through the Fisherman's, yeah, Wives and
I
let
think
people know to come out so that we can get them, so they can get enrolled and get off and running on this thing.
I think it would be good to have Fishermen's Wives there, where, you know, a lot of Fishermen's Wives are Alaska fishermen and stuff that don't fish here, but they net with each other.
Who's the head of the Fishermen's Wives right now?
Kelly Rutherford.
Is it Kelly?
It might be. I think so.
Okay.
I think so. And she's also a port commissioner. So anyway, but they could tell other wives that aren't, you know, networking through other wives and stuff on how, you know, helping get set up, you know, the more participation you have in getting people set up, the better we're going to be off.
Great. No, we'll make sure to then loop them in on the commercial fishing user group meeting. Make it a larger group that we can get in here. No, that's great.
Derek, I may send you a few different little like posts you could put on social media as some examples.
Okay. Thank you. So just a reminder on the, and this is in the materials, the courtesy permit, that's not the commercial fishing one, but just the one you go in and get, is valid in all zones. Commercial fishing is valid in the B&D, which are over by where they park. And we have the electronic permits set up so that notice will go out to those that have those free courtesy permits 30 days before the paid permits are, you know, go into effect. So they'd have 30 days to go in and get a paid, you know, permit before that goes live on May 1st. So, yep. I have had somebody ask a question about, because you can print a receipt out with your e-permit. You do not have to post that on a car. I mean, this is all license plate driven. So if anybody asks, but hey, do I have to post anything on the car? You don't have to post anything on the car. Well, I don't know that I had anything else on that agenda item, unless anybody else has something to talk about e-permits.
Okay. Let's move on to mobile.
Okay, I sent a copy of the updated proofs on that added the language you'd asked for on those that makes it clear that if you have a disabled parking placard, you're exempt from the rules. They couldn't work that into the actual text, you know, if you texted it in. So that for the text to park, it really needs to be on the signs. For the pay stations, we will add that language to the welcome screen when it comes up. So if somebody's disabled, they go up to a pay station, they start that interface, they'll get that information right off the bat. We're not going to do that with the pay stations until they're about to be installed. And that just means, it's just, these are a little bit touchy in terms of every time we ramp up those stations, we need to make sure they're still in sync with the credit card reading and all of that. So we just are trying to be careful about how many times we touch them before those things are ready to go. But we'll get it in the welcome screens on the pay stations. Those signs have shipped, and they've been tied up in the weather. They were supposed to have been delivered today. We didn't get them. Expect they'll be delivered in the next couple of days.
And you don't have that QR code active anywhere, right?
You can use those actually. That is set up. So if you're looking at
it's pointing to Dallas, Texas. So I just, when I go to that QR code, it takes me to Dallas, Texas. So just in your settings, change the map.
Yeah, I'll tell them to make sure that, yeah. I hadn't tested the QR code. I had tested the text numbers. All right.
So
we'll make sure that we'll test all of that before the signs go up.
Front decal set, scan QR code. Is there a different sign that says that you're in the Abbey Street lot?
No, there should be. The Abbey Street is the one that you use for that.
My only, I know this is the final signs are already ordered, but something I could see happening in the future, since it doesn't say you are in the Abbey Street lot, then people may assume that they can text that Abbey Street to the Abbey Street text when they're in a different lot.
And frankly, they, you know, these codes will work. I mean, they're gonna work irrespective of where you're parking. These signs
okay.
will be placed proximate to the Abbey Street lot. So the expectation
okay.
is most people. It's the reason we made the distinctions again between Abbey Street, Bay Street, so on and so forth,
yeah.
was to give us a general sense of where people are parking most. You know, more
mm-hmm.
frequently than other locations. Or at least with respect to their use of the text to park. So.
Okay.
Anything else on the signs?
I mean, I think they look nice and clean. They're already ordered, so we can't change them, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so good job.
You have, is there any way you can put those signs up on a computer here right now so we can look at them, Derek, or?
Yeah, I should be able to do that real quick.
For us at home.
So, let me, sync it out. Zoom it out so you can see it a little better. So you can see where we added the vehicles parked with a state-issued disabled person registration. That language,
yeah, I see that.
That's the exact language we have in the code. So we just line it up. So somebody, you know, who sees that's kind of the best we can do on that one.
Thanks, great.
The only thing I would have maybe done on that, but probably too late, is had a little picture of the handicap code, you know, the handicap sticker right beside it,
mm-hmm.
or caught people's eye to read it, you know? That's probably too late for that, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we can keep that in mind as we swap them out when they wear out.
Yeah, or I'm saying where the people, you know, have that
yeah.
little handicap
icon.
Yeah, icon.
And we'll see how this stuff, all of this stuff works. We can make adjustments moving forward.
How about the Bayfront pay stations and regulatory signs?
Okay, so we have all of the regulatory. I hit stop sharing. Come on. We have all of the regulatory signs ready to be posted. Pay stations are ready to install. It's really a matter right now of our public works staff's capacity. They had planned to put this stuff up, you know, so that the stations would go live on the 20th, but they have been pulled many different directions because of the weather and the storm. And as I mentioned to Gary before the meeting, they're going to have to regroup and come up with, you know, an alternate date that works for them. And that's likely to be, you know, sometime early February at this point. We have all of the security cameras that we need, which will be installed at the same time as the pay stations go up. We do have some of the components that need to be painted, and we need to have an electrician assist with a few of the locations, and that would be the electrician's availability is towards the end of the month, around the 29th of January, so... So we expect that the security cameras will be going up at the same time as those pay stations. So we're in pretty good shape in that regard. And that's all been tested by IT, the network works. Yep.
Can I ask if there's a system or a process if one of the businesses on the Bayfront would like to get access from one of those cameras because of some kind of, I know that the camera is on the machine, but if something happens around the machine, is there an established system or an idea of how one could go about gaining access, or is that not an option?
That may be an option. Let me talk to the Chief Malloy and get back to you on that one.
Because I know, I mean, you know, try to help each other out down there with cameras. This week we had a crazy thing happen, and our cameras couldn't really get the image of it. But just wondering if that would be an option.
We will ask. And we'll send out a firm date on the install as soon as we have that worked out with Public Works, once they've had a chance to kind of collect their thoughts and kind of map it out based on where they're at right now.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Is it possible, and I don't know if this is possible, to have a little short video running at the chamber? On showing a person going through the procedures of the parking, you know, doing their parking thing. I mean, I don't know.
Absolutely. I think you have to do that. Once they're there and you can get footage of somebody going through the process, I think you have to do that.
Also post it on the city website.
Yeah.
Think of that, Derek.
Pay station video. You're gonna be the guinea pig on that one, Gary. Do a video of you.
Wait, can I show you in my notes? I have right here, Gary. A video of Gary.
Video of Gary.
From earlier, I'm like, let's. I said Gary's face.
No, I got that down, wrote that down. And we're looking at putting together a little interactive map on the city website. We just got to free up our GIS tech's time on that so we can work on that and put together some a more detailed information on our website, restructure that a little bit so that people can find more detailed stuff about specific locations they're interested in. It just takes a little bit of time for us to get that all fully ramped up.
Looks like the last thing is parking enforcement update.
Before I turn it over to Donald, I just wanted we are. I think we'd mentioned at the last meeting we were having some issues with our enforcement vehicle, and I believe that was just towed to the dealer, wasn't it, Donald?
No.
Oh, it hasn't been towed yet. When's it going? Tomorrow.
Great question. The chief and I are getting that squared away.
Oh, okay. I thought it was being towed this week.
That's what we were aiming for, but I think given that 20 got shut down for a day or two and just everything going on around us, it definitely fell to the, you know, just it kind of fell off because we had bigger things to worry about.
Okay.
So the chief and I are getting it squared away. We talked about it this morning, so we're getting it handled.
So
wasn't the vehicle down last time at the last meeting we had? It was down then too.
Yes.
Yeah. So
It's been down for a couple weeks now.
So we have to get that diagnosed and figure out what the issue is, so that system's up and running and he can use it for what it's intended to be used for. I don't know, Donald, do you have anything else on the enforcement side you want to share with the group?
Not really. I mean, it's coming together. Started using the handheld unit, so that's pretty nifty there for issuing citations and whatnot. But other than that, just waiting to get the car fixed.
Okay. Is there any public comment? Do we need to review the correspondence that was sent in, or everybody read that? Do we need to address it at all? Derek?
You don't. I provided that for information, so that you have the information in terms of what comments came in, how we responded. You don't have to take any action on it unless you want to.
I think that's pretty good. There's only two things that were sent in.
Right. Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, when we sent all that information out with a notification, I figured we'd get quite a few more emails than we actually received.
Yeah. Does anybody else have anything else? Okay. Well, I guess that's it. We'll see you at the next meeting. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Any idea next meeting?
Well,
it'll be nice.